I'm Alex L.
I'm Libby Delena. Welcome
to This Morning Walk podcast.
We started this show because after our morning walks, we would connect and have a conversation. And the things that we were seeing, smelling, learning might be really interesting for someone else to hear.
We are so excited that This Morning Walk podcast has joined Blind Nail Audio, a new podcast network from executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Follow, share, and listen to This Morning Walk podcast
wherever you get your podcasts.
Percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
He sounds so serious. I love it. Hi there. Hope you're having a good night, good day, good time. Gosh, it's beautiful outside. This is one of those you just kind of want to bottle up and play it for another 90 days. Not that the weather works like that, but it would be cool. A lot of stuff going on, of course. The fun stuff in the news this week. Another fabulous UFO sighting. This one, there is video, okay? Usually they just tell you about it and it sounds really, really neat. No, this is I think, on MUFON. And you can check it out. I'm just now putting the blog together, so don't assume it's on. If you check it out, wendyscoffeehouse.com, it'll change a little bit. I change it after I do the interview so that we can actually update it. But it's a British bus driver, and he films a triangle UFO. And so he's got the video, and they're still saying, don't jump to conclusions. We're still trying to validate this. But it looks, and he's trying to get it to focus, which is, if you've ever found yourself with an opportunity to take a picture of a UFO, they don't cooperate. It's like, oh, no matter what you do, the battery may go dead. Ghosts, same thing. It's just not easy to, as easy as you would think, to make it behave. So anyway, that one. Now, imagine yourself on this wonderful, beautiful beach, the perfect weather, the sound of the surf. You know, there are people out there just kind of frolicking, paddleboarding, and above you in the sky is this... Okay, yeah, listen, because this is what they're doing in the background. Okay, you're hearing that, and you're kind of figuring out, what the heck am I hearing? It's because these great white sharks are circling the paddleboarders, all of them. they're saying, everybody out of the water, don't panic, just calmly leave the water. All right. Unfortunately, they couldn't hear very well because they are calmly leaving the water. But, great way. And there's still a shark alert because they've apparently decided that's a good place to hang out. A lot of potential. Anyway, so that was the shark's scare of the week. And we've got some coffee news because, you know, Twin Peaks coming up. The damn fine cup of coffee just waiting. And dessert, cheese, what would they have, like cherry pie and all, the whole kit and caboodle. Anyway, the show series debuted May 21st, and Showtime has a little bit of a preview here. I posted that on the site, too. But also, you'll have the various ways that they say how good the coffee is. Just really good coffee. Now, coffee has gotten a bad rap over the years. If you want to find out more about how beneficial it is, New York Times has the consensus on coffee's effect might be healthier than you think, all right? I'm paraphrasing. Scientists crack the physics of the coffee cup rings. That's NPR. Of course, you know they have the alternate with something else that's really cool and fun and maybe you hadn't considered. The case for drinking as much coffee as you like, The Atlantic. Wake up and smell the research, Science Magazine, and the university that opened the first Institute for Coffee Studies, Nature. That one. Now, tea, not to be slighted, tea also has some health benefits. So if you're not really into coffee and you want to do the tea thing, new reasons to drink more tea, The Atlantic. And there's basically three, because Americans aren't really big on eating greens. Let's go ahead and classify tea as a leafy green veggie. and then that would count as two. Okay, he's serious about this. The other thing, the benefits, reduced risk of gastrointestinal cancers and improved mental acuity in older adults. I like that. And then weight loss for everybody who's, you know, wanting a cheap fix for that. 2 to 3 cups of green tea. That's supposed to be best. And just stay away from the fried green tea ice cream. What? I can't click the link here, but that one looked good. So, and if you can't stay away from fatty foods, the suggestion is from this guy, doctor in Italy, follow up your Big Mac with a cup of black tea. They said after observing the arteries of lab rats, not people, lab rats, they found it reduced their blood pressure. And they tested the effects in hypertensive human subjects and said, it works. It works. So there you go. Okay, so tea and coffee. We're happy. I'm drinking sassafras tea just to, you know, celebrate. Anyway, my guest, speaking of that, health, I have an intuitive, this is, I think, really fascinating. She's very adept at taking a look at health issues and other things like that. She's a medical intuitive. Her name is Atherton, and it's a different name. So when you're trying to Google this and look it up on the web, Atherton Drenth. All right. But she is a fascinating person. The book that she's got, the latest one, is The Intuitive Dance and ways to kind of build a protective element around you. If you are sensitive, you know what I'm talking about, because you walk into a place and if somebody's in a bad mood or the space has had some really intense negative stuff going on, then you feel it. And when you're a kid and this happens, you're not quite sure what's happening, and there are ways to block it or lessen the impact. And that's what she's talking about, because when she was a kid, she was finding herself having these kinds of influences, and fortunately had some good backup. Mom was there, but it's a fascinating story. And if you are in any way, shape, or form intuitive or sensitive and have these kinds of issues, then you might want to stick around. Coming up next, The Intuitive Dance and my guest, Atherton Drenth, on Wendy's Coffee House.
All Seasons Event Rental, Kansas City's premier party rental company, allseasonseventrental.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-510-6961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-510-6961 to take your call now. Call 1-800-510-6961. That's 1-800-510-6961. Again, 1-800-510-6961.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves, great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
The Pitch Golf Tournament is a tournament like no other in KC. Enjoy 18 holes of fun at Minor Park Golf Course, plus contest, prizes, food, and drinks galore. Enjoy free massage before your tee shot, beer, and chances to win free prizes. Try your hand at the putting and chipping contest benefiting harvesters and get there early for free range balls and putting practice. Presented by Top Golf, sponsored by Tito's Vodka, Wellspring, Shafley Beer, and Dempsey's Burger and Pub. Go to pitch.com for details.
It is time. Ted Nugent, rocking America again. The rock and roll event of the year. Friday, July 28th, Providence Medical Center Amphitheater. With special guests, Blue Oyster Cult. And Great White. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations. Online at Ticketmaster.com or by phone. 800-745-3000. More at TedNugent.com.
If you own property, you've probably heard a joke, maybe a horror story, about someone slipping, falling, and consequently suing the property owner. But the reality is that this type of thing happens all the time. People can get seriously hurt, and it can cost you everything. Help combat this problem with KC Grip. KC Grip is a new and safe solution to help combat the dangers of slippery floor surfaces. KC Grip isn't just a coating. It's an application that works at the micropore level to improve traction, making your slippery surfaces safer. There's no residue, so the appearance of your floor isn't changed in any way. It's a treatment that meets or exceeds ADA guidelines. It's easy to maintain and clean. The only difference is the surface is safer and slip-resistant. Learn how KC Grip can make your home or business safer at kcgrip.com. That's kcgrip.com. KC Grip makes slippery surfaces safer.
Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Wendy, and my guest, coming up in just a minute, got her on the line, Atherton Drenth. But I wanted to say real quick, I forgot this story about the brownie and the bear. And the brownie is in the food brownie. Ladies cooking brownies smell fabulous. The kitchen smells wonderful. She hears this tapping on the window. Tap, 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 tap. She goes, turns around, and there is a giant black bear tapping, wanting frantically to get in for the brownies. Okay, they called 911. Said a little old lady screaming a bear got on the back porch, slamming on her grass on her glass door. Yeah, true story. Okay, so that's real fear. Now the other fear, and this is where Atherton, I want you to come in, because this with the book Intuitive Dance is what we're talking about: building, clearing, protecting your energy. And this is an instance where this kind of stuff comes in handy. I was so thrilled this week when the story popped up out of the blue about guy who was redoing the haunted house. The contractor remodeled it, said it was so bad his 11-year-old daughter, who sometimes goes with him on different remodeling jobs, refused to step foot through the door. Okay, and I'll give you a little bit more about that. But Atherton, when you're dealing with clearing and all of that, I thought this is the perfect time to have you address these kinds of issues, because here's a little girl who knew darn good and well something's up, and how do you explain that to the adults? So thank you, and hello there. Welcome.
Hello. Nice to meet you, and thank you for having me on your show.
I just threw something at you. I thought, man, this is so perfect, because now the other story, among other things, they had cell phones, electronics that were getting unplugged and dying, and the contractor said at one point they left, the house was locked up, nobody could get in there. They came in, all the drawers were open, and there had been sheetrock with footprints going through it, and nobody had been in, and the house happened to be Ted Bundy's childhood home.
Wow, that's a pretty good example of what happens when we have a lot of energy imprints left behind in a home. And children and animals are particularly adept at picking up those energy imprints, and they do affect your health. They can affect your mental health, and they are very easy to clear if you know how to do it.
Well, and I thought was such a brilliant example, because it gives you the full-on, this guy didn't buy into it. He didn't believe it. He's a contractor. Uh-huh. He's just doing his job. He didn't really know the background on it until later on when all this stuff starts happening. Then he starts asking a few questions.
Uh-huh.
And so that part of it was the daughter knew, and she said, nope, I'm not coming back. You were young when you discovered your own abilities. You were picking up energy, and you were reading people. What was that like?
Well, it was a little odd in the beginning, because I would just kind of blurt it out and get myself into a lot of trouble. So I was fortunate in the fact that my parents supported my intuitive abilities, but they spent a lot of time teaching me how to just keep it to myself. And it wasn't until I entered the healing arts that I found out that I could actually use it to help people. It wasn't something that I had to keep to myself and basically learn how to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, I was like, eventually it had to come out, and it's very helpful that it has. What did I read? Like 35,000 people you have treated?
Yeah, I've done 35,000 healing balances, which is different because I work very quickly. And I at one point in my practice, for about 10 years, I was seeing about 100 people a week. I'm semi-retired now, so I'm down to 60 to 70 a week.
Oh, my. Semi-retired, yes. 60 to 70. Okay, fine. We have different interpretations.
Yes.
You can't get them to stop, can you?
No.
Okay. So when you're doing an energy balance, and then we in the book, you get into this, and I think there's some really good examples. And even if you've read books like this before about people who do energy medicine, there's a lot of information out there. But this is a very solid program that it gives you an idea of what kinds of what kind of intuitive you are, for one thing, and then what kinds of energy that you are working with, and how to really ground yourself.
Yes.
Everybody has a different, I think, expression or maybe definition of grounding. So could you kind of refresh on the way you approach it?
Sure. So there's lots of different ways to ground. Most people take a walk in nature. They have something to eat. They go. They have a nap. They go swimming or they have a massage, which is lovely, and they work, but it doesn't really hold. And so I was taught an energy technique called the vertical axis, which is a very powerful grounding technique. And what I love about it is that it holds, and it will hold in a crisis. And what the vertical axis does is it helps to ground you into both heaven and earth at the same time and bring the two energies together. And by bringing the two energies together, not only are you feeling this sense of connectedness to heaven and earth, but you begin to feel your connectedness to everything in the universe. And what it helps you to do when you're grounded is it helps you to understand your emotions much more clearly. It helps you to hear your intuition more clearly. It helps to reduce your stress and anxiety. It helps with decision-making. And it helps you to understand the different types of fear so that you can think your way more clearly through that.
When part of it is, I guess it's more of a sense of being comfortable to explain grounding. Because this is this is where it gets dicey, using language to explain, because every person has a different way of sensing and then trying to put that into context. And for me, the way I determine it and say it is that there's a level of comfort where I'm no longer feeling edgy or antsy or, in that way, that's the best. Anxiety would be the term I would use.
Yes, and I would and I would use the same terms along with just feeling this sense of inner calm. You feel like you're more in control of the situation, and if everything around you is going actually haywire, you're still able to maintain your perspective. You can always tell when you're dealing with somebody who is very grounded because their voice always remains calm regardless of the chaos that's going on around them, for example.
Okay, yeah.
They're very centered and they're very clear and they stick to the point.
That's not fair. Some of us think out loud, and that's when it gets complicated because all of a sudden your mind is racing and what you're saying doesn't make sense because you've flipped to the next paragraph and you haven't kind of finished the sentence. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense, but I find that the, I've been doing the vertical axis now for 17 years, and I have found that the more I do it, the easier it is for me to go into this place of calm understanding, so that if I do find myself in a difficult situation, then it's easier for me to be clear about the priorities of what needs to be dealt with, and I'm able to modulate how I'm feeling and listen to my intuition and separate the fear from my intuition so I can follow that inner guidance, which comes very in handy when you're working with people who are going through huge emotional crises. You need to be able to stay centered and calm and stay present and hold space for them as they're going through these massive energetic releases, right?
Yes, and I think there's a story in there that you talk about and illustrate with an older woman who had some childhood issues from a long time ago that had to do with being in Nazi Germany.
Yes, that was Greta. And so when she was 12 years old, her family had managed to escape from Germany. And they were German Jews. They managed to escape in 1939, and they made it to Belgium. They lived in relative safety in Belgium for the next two or three years, and then Hitler invaded Belgium, and they had to go into hiding. And the only way they could be held safe was to split the family up, and she was sent to live with a couple who didn't have any children. And living in that apartment, she was told that she needed to stay away from the windows, stay away from the door. Nobody was to know that she was there. So that apartment became her prison. And for the next 4 years, the gentleman who she was living with realized her predicament and took advantage of it every night. And as a result of it, she managed to make it through the war in one piece, not having anyone to talk to, not having any help with this, even though the wife knew exactly what was going on. And after the war was over and she told her parents what had happened, they said, well, it was the war, just forget about it, there's nothing we can do about it, which was emotionally devastating for her.
Yeah.
And eventually she ended up developing problems with her hips and with her legs, and she had difficulty walking. So by the time I had seen her, she had not only escaped from Nazi Germany, but she had escaped 4 years of nightly abuse, ended up marrying a man who was emotionally crippled and made her the primary breadwinner, raised three children, emigrated to Canada, learned how to speak English, became an English teacher, and then getting divorced, raising these children. But as you know, the older she got, the harder it was for her to walk. So by the time I saw her, she was walking with two canes. And we had to go back in through those memories and help her to find her soul again, to get her in touch with that inner wisdom so that she could overcome that. And I'm now happy to say that she walks with very little discomfort and rarely needs to use her cane.
See, that was what I thought was so phenomenal, that you were able to unlock that issue and release it for her. And that it's this is a very profound piece of work that you are able to do.
Thank you.
So with that, there's another issue. I mean, that's pretty fantastic. And anybody who's had that kind of release knows what I'm talking about. You're at your wit's end, and you don't realize that it's locked inside you and that there is a way to release it. And what you're talking about with these exercises in the book, we don't have time to go into all of them, but you do explain them very eloquently. And if someone is reading it, it's easy to grasp, okay, this is how it works and this is what I can do. And you also had, I thought, when the feng shui exercise came into play. I'm looking at about, you know, a minute here before we go into a break.
Okay.
But that I would like you to get into as well, because it deals with energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, that's your deal. That's what you look at, just being able to assess energy. And here it is in your own home, and you're like, huh.
Yes, I can actually do something about this, and I can clear it, and I don't need to call anybody in to do it for me.
Yes, yes. So with that, I was thinking, okay, we can get into that. The other thing that I saw that I thought was fascinating was the fact that you were trying to see auras. And I know a lot of people, you know, they say, okay, you can see an aura, and this is what you do, and this is what it looks like. But then when you're trying to, like myself, I had to figure out, well, I don't see it that way. I see it a different way. And that I also wanted you to talk about, too, because this is where we find out that we each have a unique way of working with things. And that's with your energy. The way you describe it is different, and it's unique, and it's effective. So it's not to discount our own abilities, but to explore them. And with your information, that's what people can do. So are you up for all of that?
That sounds great.
Okay. All right. So real quick, if you're listening, Atherton Drenth. And you can get online and check out her information at her website, okay, because she's a medical intuitive, and she's all the information is there, another book and other presentations. The Paradigm Wellness or Paradigm Center for Wellness is part of one of her legacies. And other than that, just stick around because we've got more information coming up. Yeah, sorry about throwing the Ted Bundy house at you, but that was just like, it popped up this weekend. Oh, yay! This is what we're talking about. 11-year-old girl who says, Dad, no, not going in. And Dad's like,
an example.
Yes. Okay, so stick around. We're going to come back with more and get into this feng shui thing. I think you'll be fascinated by that, too, because if you've had a house that kind of had issues and wondered why you're not making enough money and maybe you could change it, it could be as easy as changing a rug. Okay. Coming up next on Wendy's Coffee House, Talk Radio KCMO.
Right now, many of our neighbors are facing tough choices. Do I pay rent or buy groceries? Do I fill my prescription or buy my little one a coat? Every day, City Union Mission brings relief to struggling people like these with food, clothing, household items, and most importantly, compassion and love. Your gifts make our outreach possible. Show hurting men, women, and families you care. Give online today at cityunionmission.org. That's cityunionmission.org.
Have you looked at your pay stub recently? If your employer isn't taking out taxes and other benefits, you may be a misclassified worker, missing out on many benefits, including unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, overtime pay, and many more. Report possible worker misclassification at labor.mo.gov/off-the-books today. Sponsored by the Missouri Department of Labor.
CBS News Updates. Ransomware. More than 200,000 computer victims around the world in 150 countries hit since Friday, and it could be. We ain't seen nothing yet.
It's entirely possible this cycle is going to start again, and it may start even worse. It appears there are new variants of the ransomware that have gotten rid of what they're calling the kill switch.
That's computer security analyst Alan Liska. The so-called kill switch, that's what allowed cyber experts to find a way to shut down the malware for a while. The ransomware, apparently created by the U.S. government, the NSA, somehow passed on then to WikiLeaks. This is cybersecurity expert Adam Levin.
There are a lot of people to blame here. I mean, if someone's going to point fingers, you have to point fingers at the NSA. You have to point fingers at WikiLeaks. You have to point fingers at the folks that released the information to WikiLeaks as part of their disclosures.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
KCTV Storm Track 5 forecast.
Light winds continue during the overnight with a mostly clear sky, waking up to lower 60s by early Monday morning. And the start of the work week is also going to be a lot warmer, topping out in the upper 80s for highs by the afternoon. And we'll also see a breezy wind on and off through the day. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
It may be unsettling when you hear about a threat of terrorism, but it is possible to exchange a fearful reaction for a spiritual response. Coming to feel God's all-powerful love as a tangible reality through prayer can play a role in diffusing fear and supporting efforts to diminish terrorism. Hear about this on the next radio edition of the Christian Science Sentinel, Sunday morning at 8:30 on KCMO Talk Radio.
Hi folks, Kevin Jordan, Interstate 49 Truck Center in sunny Grandview. And you know it's going to be hot this summer, so get a head start on it and call us for a check on your cooling system and air conditioners of all your fleet trucks. You can usually get in and out in one day, oil changes, DOT inspections, and check engine lights as well. Call 816-322-2333. We're just south of Gale's Harley-Davidson on the old 71 Highway or the new Interstate 49 in Grandview, and we'll see you on the garage floor.
Right now, many of our neighbors are facing tough choices. Do I pay rent or buy groceries? Do I fill my prescription or buy my little one a coat? Every day, City Union Mission brings relief to struggling people like these with food, clothing, household items, and most importantly, compassion and love. Your gifts make our outreach possible. Show hurting men, women, and families you care. Give online today at cityunionmission.org. That's cityunionmission.org.
Hi friends, I'm Ernie the Horse Guy. Join me as Better Horses Radio KC Style moves to a new day and time. Catch Better Horses every Saturday morning at 7 right here on KCMO Talk Radio 710 AM or 103.7 FM. It's unbelievable.
Join us at Union Station on May 28th for the Kansas City Symphony's Bank of America celebration at the station. Fun starts at 3 p.m. with the Family Zone, Veterans Area, food trucks, and live music. At 8 p.m., the Kansas City Symphony performs a patriotic concert, followed by a fireworks display over the National World War I Museum and Memorial.
Greg Knapp.
What do you mean the city's never backed a grocery store before? You ever been to the Power and Light? Who built that, the city? You're talking ass, okay? You're from Kansas. You don't even have a dog in this fight.
I am not the one who said the city's never backed a grocery store. The city is saying they have never backed a grocery store. Why should those...
Sea Bass that. No, wait a minute. They're not lining up for that. Go back to Kansas, you hypocrite.
All right, yeah, if that's the way, instead of actually debating the facts of the story, you want to get mad because I live in Kansas? All right, enjoy.
The Greg Knapp Experience.
Wendy's Coffee House. Talk Radio KCMO. My guest, Atherton Drenth, and she's a medical intuitive. So a lot of this has to do with, also a holistic energy practitioner, has to do with just kind of reading and sensing and knowing in a different way about somebody's issues. I'm just a vague kind of way of doing that. Well, there's another practice that is involved with reading energy, and it's called feng shui. And I love the fact that you were introduced to this kind of offhanded and, you know, totally didn't see it coming. Mm-hmm. Can you share what happened? Because this is fascinating.
So my husband had been away on a conference, and he ran into an old chum of his. And he was talking to my husband, and he said, so how are things going? And, you know, my husband said, well, you know, things are a little tricky these days, but, you know, we're managing. And he said, well, I'm going to be in town in a couple of weeks. Would you mind if I brought a friend over for dinner? So my husband just said, sure. He said, why not? And called me up and told me. And I wasn't thrilled, to be honest, because I don't consider myself to be much of a cook or a hostess. And he just said that our friend wanted to introduce us to somebody because he thought that she could offer us some help. So when they arrived at the door, we were introduced to his friend, Sheila. And she did something very odd when she arrived at our house. She walked in, and then she looked at us, and she said hello, and then she just stood there, and she closed her eyes and dropped her arms to her side and just kind of went into a bit of a meditation, and her arms started to move. And we thought, this is the strangest dinner we've ever been hosted. And then when she opened her eyes, she said, can I see your house, please? I'd like to be taken on a tour. And all I could think of, thank goodness I, you know, cleaned up the kids' bedroom. Uh-huh. So we took her on a tour of the house, and she wanted to see everything. She was looking in closets. I mean, I felt like the house was up for sale. and I thought it was incredibly rude.
Yeah.
But our friend was just standing there smiling at us like a Cheshire cat.
Yes.
So I knew something was up. And you know, we'd known him for years, and he was a good friend. And, you know, we sat down, and we had dinner, and we had a lovely chat. She didn't say much. You know, our friend did most of the talking, and, you know, he had traveled around the world and was always filled with fascinating stories. And then when dinner was over and we were sitting there having coffee and dessert, Sheila just looked at me and she said, would you like to know why I wanted to go on a tour of your house? Well, I mean, by this time, you know, I was dying to know what this woman thought.
Absolutely.
And she proceeded to tell us everything that was wrong in our lives, financially, our relationship, everything. I mean, the woman just went down the list, and we were absolutely gobsmacked because she didn't know anything. You know, we hadn't discussed any of that at dinner. Our friend didn't know anything about that because even our families didn't know about what some of the stuff we were going through. And she said, would you like to know how to fix it? Well, of course. And she proceeded to tell us that there were a few things that we could do that would change things around. And it turned out that she was a feng shui master. And so we implemented the things that she asked us to do. And they were, you know, it was simple, you know, moving, hanging curtains over a particular window, moving a painting, changing the door the way it opened, which we were planning on doing anyways. We needed a new front door. And within a matter of weeks, our lives changed. We went from being days away from claiming bankruptcy to being practically mortgage-free. I had been trying for 5 years to get full-time work. I was working 4 part-time jobs. My husband had had to go through 2 $10,000 pay cuts in order to keep his job. So we were really desperate. And by doing these few simple things, it just changed everything. So needless to say, I became a very avid student of feng shui after that.
Well, yes. And I'm thinking everybody here wants to know who her name is and what's your name. You know, it's like, okay, next. Yes, sign me up.
So, unfortunately, she's retired, so she doesn't do this anymore. But there are a lot of great books out there on how to do feng shui. It is very easy to learn.
Yeah.
Karen Kingston is one of my personal favorites. And it is very easy to learn. And I apply it to everything that I do. And the other thing that feng shui has taught me is that everything in nature is made out of energy. And it's one thing to decorate your house a certain way, and it's another to understand what to do with clutter. And then the next level is what to do with energy imprints that are in a house. And if you have a lot of activity going on in your home, like I did, I mean, when I first opened my practice, I was seeing about 100 to 120 people a week. And I learned very quickly that I had to manage the energy in my house every week. So yeah. Every Friday night, I had to go through and I had to do what I call space clearing. Now, after a while, I got a little complacent and a little bit lazy, and funny things started to happen. One day, all the light bulbs blew in the house. The computers flashed on and off. I mean, it was freaky. I mean, you would have thought the house was possessed. And then I realized, oh, geez, I haven't cleared the house for a couple of weeks. I better get off my keister and do something about this. And everything just settled right down. So I'm a strong believer in not only the principles of feng shui, but a very strong believer in understanding how to manage your space energetically, and it's very easy to do.
Well, and that's something I have talked with people who do feng shui in the past. I haven't done it recently, but that's another, it's just another form of energy clearing and energy mm-hmm. maintenance that mm-hmm. really is effective when you realize what's going on and how easy it is to change it. You'd start paying attention.
Yes, exactly.
Now, the other thing when I was talking about, I want to get into the NDE, all right, but the first mm-hmm. thing was the seeing the auras, because sometimes people make it more difficult than it is.
Oh, yes. Yeah, when I was about 14, I found out that you could learn how to see auras, so I was on a mission. I mean, I went to the library, got every book I could get my hands on, and eagerly went home and did all the exercises, and nothing worked. All I did was manage to give myself a terrific little headache. and I couldn't understand why I couldn't see it. So then I just came to the conclusion that you had to be born with the ability, or I was just not smart enough to figure out how to do it, so I just gave up. And then when I started learning how to do the healing arts, the very first teacher, very first 5 minutes of the lesson, sat there and started talking about learning how to see energies. And she reached up and she touched her forehead. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I know what she's talking about. I can see auras. I just didn't realize that that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was taking that word see literally, that I had to see with my human eyes.
Yes.
And what I didn't realize is that I was a clairvoyant, which means clear seeing, which means that I could see through my mind. So all I had to do was shift my focus. And when I shifted my focus, it's like, oh, there they are. Geez, I would have liked to have known that 30 years ago.
After all those headaches, yes.
Exactly. Yes. So then that's when I learned the importance of understanding that everybody's born intuitive. Everybody has this gift. But we've all lost the ability to be connected to it. That there are four different types of intuition. Everybody has all four types, but one will be more dominant than the other. So I'm predominantly clairvoyant, which means that I'm clear seeing. So I can see through my mind's eye, which means I see through my third eye. The next is being claircognizant. And claircognizant is just a clear understanding. It's just knowing. It's having the hunch. It's just knowing what you know and not doubting it. The next is clairaudient, which is clear hearing, which is the one you don't really want to mention to doctors, that you hear voices.
Well, you know.
And then the last one is clairsentient, and most women are predominantly clairsentient, and clairsentient is clear feeling. They can feel other people's emotions. Children are also predominantly clairsentient, and clairsentients are the most gifted in the fact that they are incredibly empathetic. They're very compassionate. People who are very sensitive are predominantly clairsentient, but they have a little problem. They're little human Velcros, which means they pick up on everybody's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fall into the trap of thinking they either caused it, they've created it, or they need to fix it. And it ends up getting them very confused. They have a tendency to have a lot of anxiety. They also have a tendency to struggle with being out in public for long periods of time. Yet on the other hand, they're great little service bees. You know, they're out there just wanting to help everybody. So those are the four different types. So I'm predominantly clairvoyant. My next would be claircognizant. I'm then a clairaudient, and the one that I feel the least is clairsentient, but I understand how to handle it more easily because it isn't so dominant.
Well, and see, that's when you get into people who have these issues and they're working in the public and around people 24/7 or going into buildings that have been highly trafficked. And then all of a sudden they come home drained and have no idea why. And then if the house is also full of energy, it's a double whammy. And so that's why you are addressing in your book ways to clear the space.
Yes, and it's so easy to do. I mean, all of the exercises that I have in my book, The Intuitive Dance, can be done in less than a few minutes a day.
Now,
all of them.
We're not going to do those because we're encouraging anyone who listens to get the book.
Yes.
However, we're going to get into the near-death experience.
Okay.
Okay, because that's, that's, I think, also another... people, when you least expect it, you get a dramatic mind shift. And sometimes it's a spiritually transformative event, and sometimes it's a near-death experience. So I wanted you to share a little bit about what that was like in the next break. Okay. All right. So we're going to come back. Again, athertondrenth.ca. That's the website. And you can also check it out, Wendy's Coffee House. I've got the links, too. So just in case the spelling is getting you and Google isn't fixing it for you, that's your cheating. Okay. And this is Wendy's Coffee House.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-510-6961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-510-6961 to take your call now. Call 1-800-510-6961. That's 1-800-510-6961. Again, 1-800-510-6961.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hey, this is Greg Knapp for Digital Lagoon. Are you ready to increase your business and make more money? Then you're ready for Digital Lagoon to create a new website for you. Website marketing is the best way to promote business and keep what you have from going to your competition. Break away from the crowd that thinks that search engines will find them if they just have a website. Meet face-to-face with Digital Lagoon staff here in Kansas City. Contact Digital Lagoon today to start you on the road to greater success. Look them up at lagoon.com.
It is time. Ted Nugent, rocking America again. The rock and roll event of the year. Friday, July 28th, Providence Medical Center Amphitheater. With special guests, Blue Oyster Cult. And Great White. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations. Online at Ticketmaster.com or by phone. 800-745-3000. More at TedNugent.com.
The Pitch Golf Tournament is a tournament like no other in KC. Enjoy 18 holes of fun at Minor Park Golf Course, plus contest, prizes, food, and drinks galore. Enjoy free massage before your tee shot, beer, and chances to win free prizes. Try your hand at the putting and chipping contest benefiting harvesters and get there early for free range balls and putting practice. Presented by Top Golf, sponsored by Tito's Vodka, Wellspring, Shafley Beer, and Dempsey's Burger and Pub. Go to pitch.com for details.
Chris Plant here. Join me on FM 1037 and AM 710, weekdays 11 to 1, Kansas City's KCMO.
Wendy's Coffee House. And my guest, Atherton Drenth. going to talk in just a second or two about the near-death experience, but first I want to make a plug for the blog because there's a really fun one. And this is the on the blog from May 4th. A guest who checked into an inn one night was warned to be quiet because the guest in the other room was a light sleeper, so he got ready for bed and then dropped one shoe. Oh, shoot. And yes, the other guest woke up. He managed to get the other shoe off in silence, got into bed. An hour later, he heard a pounding on the wall and a shout. When are you going to drop the other shoe? Okay, that's how the energy sits with us. You know, it's that other shoe is going to drop. So, Atherton, I thought that was brilliant. I love it because it's so right on when you're talking about anxiety and that fear factor. So I just wanted to make a plug for that post because, you know, it's very effective. Okay, so when you get into the near-death experience, did you have a clue?
No, I had no idea it was coming. I literally thought I was dying. I had been sick for a long time. I'd been struggling with my health for over 5 years. I was down to 98 pounds. I was suffering from severe migraines. I had severe insomnia. I was on a short-term disability. And my doctors kept saying there was nothing wrong with me. It was all in my head. And I just remember thinking one day, I used to be a lab tech, and one thing you learn working in a hospital is that when someone's dying, they develop a particular scent. And I was smelling that smell, and I couldn't remember why I knew what it was, and then all of a sudden one day it dawned on me, oh my goodness, I'm smelling my own death.
Ooh.
So, you know, I just thought, okay, so be it. You know, there's nothing I can do about it. Doctors tell me there's nothing wrong with me. I've been trying for 5 years to resolve this. So I spent my days in bed, and I was sleeping up to 22 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then one afternoon, I woke up suddenly to find an angel standing beside my bed. And she looked down at me, and she said, Atherton, it's your choice. She said, you can live or you can die. And at first, it was just like, oh, just take me. I'm so tired. I'm tired of trying to figure this out. I'm tired of fighting, and I just want to go. And I started to lift up out of my body, and it was just such this feeling of superb bliss, and it was just so freeing. And as I floated up out of my body, I found myself suddenly pausing and thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to be leaving my husband to raise two teenagers by himself, and that's not playing fair. So I'm kind of hovering there, you know, and then I just called out and I said, can I change my mind? And I heard a bit of a chuckle and I was back in my body.
The humor,
And I went to sleep, and I woke up the next morning, and I hadn't been able to walk for weeks. Like, the only way I could get from the bed to the washroom was to roll out of bed and crawl on my hands and knees and get to the washroom. And all of a sudden, I sat up, and I was able to walk. And within a matter of a few weeks, you know, I had a series of synchronous events happen, and I was led to a young man who was a healer, had never heard of energy work before in my life. I had done alternative health care, but had never heard of this. And when I walked into his office and watched him doing a session with another client because his treatment room was wide open to the waiting room, I was horrified. I thought I couldn't believe that I had driven 4 hours to see this person who did this wacky thing. And I was getting ready to leave, and I just heard this voice say, wait. So I waited, and I got up on the table, and he knew the minute he touched me, I knew that he knew what was wrong with me. And he told me what was wrong with me in the first 5 seconds. And I said, well, what do we do about it? He says, well, I guess we're just going to fix you. And what he told me was wrong with me ended up being confirmed by biopsy 3 days later. And the doctors told me that my health was in such a poor state, they said it would be a minimum of 2 years before I could go back to work. So I went back to see this young healer, Larry Steele, and I worked with him for 3 months, and he had me back at work in 3.5 months. And then one day, out of the blue, he was looking at me, and he said, you know, you can do what I'm doing. And I said, what, are you nuts? And he goes, no, you can do this. And I remember coming home and saying to my husband, I said, Larry thinks I can do what he does. And he looked at me, and he goes, what, is he nuts?
Well, you know, support.
And I said, yeah. And I said, well, you know what, I think I'm going to take the course just for the hell of it, just to see what happens. So he said, yeah, sure, you know, if that's what you want to do, go for it. And I never looked back. And it took me a year to get certified, and I quit my very high-paying corporate job and opened up my practice, and I had a full-time practice in 3 months.
Yeah, and 100 patients a week.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, the universe just said, oh, she's ready.
Yep.
Bring it.
Here she is. Doors open.
Oh. Well, see, that's what's so fascinating about it, because you hadn't planned it. You didn't know, you know, this is what you were going to do. And all of a sudden it became front and center.
Yes. Yeah. It was just incredible.
What I want to get back to, because this is Mother's Day and you dedicate the book to your mom. And
yeah.
there's a part in here where belly button.
Oh, yes. Belly button days.
Yeah. Sometimes we need that, all of us, no matter how old we are.
Yes.
When things are hectic and frantic and anxiety ridden and all that, there's that moment that
yes.
that it comes in handy. So,
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, my mom was very cut to the chase, and I was in high school at the time, and I remember I had this crush on this really handsome guy, and I was walking down the hallway, and he looked at me, and he smiled at me, or I smiled at him in the hopes, you know, that maybe he would notice me, and he just said, you know what, you're weird. And I was devastated, and I came home, and I was crying, and I just, my mother was in the kitchen, and she was cutting up carrots, and I told her what happened, and she's just listening, cutting up carrots, and I said, you know, it's all your fault, you know, you don't love me, you turn me into a weirdo, and, you know, because I was this, I'm in high school eating vegetarian meals, reading books on Eastern spirituality, and I'm a student in a Catholic high school. So it didn't take long for the other kids in school to figure that Atherton was a little off plumb. And for the most part, it didn't bother me because my mother had raised me to be independent and to think for myself. But, you know, you reach a point where you kind of want to be a little bit more accepted by your peers.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm wailing away at my mother, and she just looks at me, and she says, this has nothing to do with me. This is not my fault. You need to go into your room, look into your belly button, and figure out what's really bothering you. Well, that was mother in spades, you know, so I stomped off to my bedroom and slammed the door and lying on the bed, and I'm wailing my little heart out, feeling sorry for myself, and I suddenly found myself standing beside myself, watching me having a little tantrum on the bed. And then I realized that I was just having this huge tantrum about thinking that I wasn't accepted, that I didn't accept myself. And I had all of this clarity of what I needed to deal with. So I have, over the years, have found that to be an incredibly useful tool. So if I'm feeling upset about something or feeling sorry for myself, I'm quite happy to go into my little room and shut the door and lie down on the floor and let myself wail and cry. And be with the emotions, be with the anger, be with the fear, be with the questions. I do a lot of journaling, and that process helps me to stand back and see what the real issue is. And once I have that clarity, I'm able to pull myself back and say, okay, now what are you going to do about it? How are you going to handle this?
And see, that's, I think, really essential, because it comes down to how am I creating this and how can I move through it? And in your book, you talk about, and sometimes it isn't mine. It's somebody else's. And that's what this is so, I think, effective for people who have energy issues. And we're down to the last minute. Atherton, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I love the work that you're doing. And I know your mom appreciates it, too. And
thank you.
It's just one of those things where we are where we are because of the support systems in our lives, whether we appreciate them in the moment that they're with us or maybe later. They've given us a good start. So thank you, Atherton Drenth. And thank you for listening. Wendy's Coffee House, we'll put the podcast will be up in the next 24 hours or so, and the links to Atherton's site, and you can get the book and a couple of others, too. You can check out her site at atherton.drenth.ca. In the meantime, keep good thoughts going, because that energy does come back to you. And sometimes it overflows even better, all right? And then the lights blink. Yeah, they do. Till next time, see you at Wendy's Coffee House. Have a great week.
I'm Alex L.
I'm Libby Delena. Welcome
to This Morning Walk Podcast.
We started this show because after our morning walks, we would connect and have a conversation. And the things that we were seeing, smelling, learning might be really interesting for someone else to hear.
We are so excited that This Morning Walk Podcast has joined Blind New Audio, a new podcast network from executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Follow, share, and listen to This Morning Walk Podcast
wherever you get your podcasts.